have recreation and to spend time together in a very kosher way. Yeshiva worked hard, Rabbi Ginsberg and the administration and the Rebbeim, to put together an opportunity for you to be with your friends, and for the most part to have a situation which was very productive and refreshing. It's good that we have an opportunity for this. It's a big bracha. I want to speak for just briefly on this wonderful Wednesday about a current event which I'm sure all your Rebbeim have touched upon. If they haven't, I'm sure they will. And that is that in the news right now, there's a very severe tragedy that took place, an enormous tragedy took place, shooting at a public school where very small children, very tender and innocent children, were massacred. You know what I'm talking about? And I don't want to harp on the negative aspect of it, but I do want to point out that there are lessons that have been Torah. A Jewish person, and specifically a Ben Torah, could walk away from such a situation. First of all, it's clear that we should all appreciate the relationships that we have, the friends, the siblings, the families that we have, the nurturing environment, the warmth and the love that we have. We shouldn't take these things for granted, and we should cherish them and we should embrace them, especially at a time when things are at risk, and we see other people who are at a loss. We could learn a lesson from afar and appreciate the relationships that we do have. So that's definitely one of the things we should take away from this. We should also, not only the personal relationship, but every day, being a normal day, being a routine day, itself is a big blessing. It's nothing normal about normalcy. It's a blessing, it's a wonderful thing, and we should use every day to its utmost. That's another lesson we should definitely walk away with. We should also identify the strengths of our community. We have values. We have how to use our time, how to use our mind, and the proper way to look upon things. And we immediately notice that the society around us has many, many failures. Not everything is wrong, Chas v'Shalom. Not everything is negative. But there are things which we can identify as being failures. I had the opportunity, Baruch Hashem, on Shabbos Chanukah this past week to go spend time with my daughter and her family in the East. I was sitting on the plane. Everyone has a plane story. I was sitting next to a fellow, he must have been a zombie. I'm telling you, the guy didn't look at me once. It was a young fellow, probably around your age, maybe a year older, I don't know. I was waiting to at least say hello to the person sitting next to you for a couple hours. He wouldn't look up. I don't know where he was, what world he was in. I don't think he was ignoring me, I think he was ignoring the world. He was plugged into something, his hair was over his eyes, and he just put his head down. I don't think he was even sleeping, he was just like in another world. I felt very bad that I can't do. Relate to another person as a human being. Just say, hello, how are you? I just want to, he's not in his direction. I felt so bad sitting next to a person who wasn't acting menschlich. So I'm going to blame that on the fact that he was plugged into some type of music. And I'm associating with this issue that we have, and I'm going to be very brief here, is that this very sick person who committed this crime in the East and killed all these people, the video games and the nature of the violence which is promoted, you know, especially this season, they're selling all of these games and all these videos and movies, and the more violent it is, the more gewaltig it is, the more graphic it is, the more gewaltig it is. And this person, obviously being somewhat ill, not giving him any excuses, it's a terrible, evil person, it's an evil situation, and the music he must be listening to with the lyrics, it does make an impression on a person. This person obviously phased in and out of reality. And he, I don't know if it's going to be a reset button or whether it's going to be, you know, I don't know, but the society does promote for youth specifically who are most vulnerable to pick up on this. They don't have the defenses. They don't really have a perspective. It's very dangerous thing to be involved in this. Society promotes these things. The media promotes it. And it's dangerous. We should have to identify that as being something which has to be avoided. We have Torah. We have Kedusha. We have Tahara. We have our Rebbeim, we have our nurturing base medrash, we have role models, we have our Avos HaKadoshim. Yosef HaTzadik, and to put it into the perspective of the parasha, this I'm going to conclude. He had revealed himself to his brothers, and when they heard that this is Yosef, and they knew what they had done to him, and they knew what was going on, they knew what he had the ability to get back at them, so to say, they were devastated. And Yosef had to tell them the following words: "V'ata al teyatzvu v'al yichar beinichem." When you're confronted with tragedy, you're confronted with grief, you're confronted with challenges, adversity. Al teyatzvu, Don't be excessively sad. Don't be angry. Don't get emotionally upset. Don't get disturbed. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control. So let's summarize. There is an event happening in the world, in our society, and there's a message to us. We have to relate to us. Our Rebbeim and in Yeshiva, we have a perspective and guidance how to deal with these things, as we do with all challenges in life. Shalom Aleinu. And the perspective is to appreciate the things that we have, the good things that we're experiencing, and the health, and the good relationships, our friends. We have a way to enhance those relationships. Number two, we have to identify the failures and the weaknesses in society around us and stay far away from them. And third of all, finally, Yosef HaTzadik tells us in the parasha, Al Teyatzvu, Ayicha Benichem, never be too angry or too sad. Don't be grief-stricken. There's a way to have good grief. I'll throw that in there. And there's a way to learn from it. And let's all be Zocha. To be Mashiach Tikkun B'Mehrah V'Yameinu. Okay.